Honestly speaking, Zimbabwe is under the new dispensation. We are willing to engage. We are willing to be with everybody who wants to be with us in Zimbabwe. And we are committed. The president has clearly stated that he is very much committed to having a free, credible, and fair election. And we have so far been going according to those expectations. Like I've always said, we don't want any violence at all at any given time. It's definitely something that we don't stand for as the party, as the president has reiterated this several times. So if America say that, look, we invited everybody to come and observe these elections. We invited the whole world to come and be part of this exercise. So definitely there is nothing sinister about it. We have nothing to fear. We know very well that we are committed to holding a free and fair and credible election. And so America can come and observe and see. And even our army was very clear about it to say they will not interfere with anything. They will follow all the due processes that are supposed to be followed. So there's nothing to fear at all. Whatever they pass, we are going to wait until the day of the election. And when the election comes, the results shall come out, and we will respect whatever results come out.
But the opposition is complaining, saying that ZEC is not a fair referee. So how then do you expect Zimbabwe to conduct a free, fair, credible, and transparent election?
The surprising thing is that ZEC was formulated by the Constitution of Zimbabwe. ZEC was actually made up from a parliament. That's where people were interviewed. And that same committee from parliament was actually co-chaired by the NDC Alliance presidential candidate, Advocate Nelson Chamisa. So now for anybody to say that ZEC is suddenly become unfair, yet they are the same people that actually formulated that same body. It's something that really gives a lot to be desired. ZEC, it doesn't operate outside the Constitution and the Electoral Act. So whatever ZEC does, it must be guided by those principles and nothing else. So now, it's very funny to see people accusing ZEC of so many things now. And also what is funny to me is that 1 minute the opposition will come out and say that they are ready for elections, they are winning resoundingly. Then the next minute they are boycotting, next minute they are demonstrating. So at the end of the day, you don't really know what they want. But the truth of the matter is that we as Americans are also players in this game. And the same referee ZEC is definitely the same game that we are playing with the rest of the opposition parties. So here, really, for you to be accusing ZEC every time becomes a bit unfair.
It seems as if some people fear that the army will actually resist if a president emanates or is elected from the opposition. So are you going to allow a new president from the opposition, and is the army going to do the same?
The army has already come out clearly and issued a statement to that effect, to say that they will not interfere with the elections or the results. They are going to respect whatever results come out from this election. So I don't know why people just have unfounded fears. Look, they have said it on their own. The president himself has said it. But look, if you think that he's willing to give to give up the power and hand it over to the person that will won. So I don't know why people are just living in fear, the fear of the unknown. Let us all simply be patient and wait for an election. What we did, that was very important, that a lot of people are not doing, was we went out there, we went down to the people, and we spoke to the people, we campaigned. So anything else, I don't know where people are taking these things from. So we are ready for the election, and we certainly know that this is ours, because we've worked very hard, and we've been on the ground, and we've been talking to the people, and people definitely are going to vote for us resoundingly. And that's how things are just going to be.